Nature of Sin. Phrases. Listen and repeat. It is important to recognize sin properly to receive forgiveness.
It is important to recognize sin properly to receive forgiveness.
Adam and Eve ate from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
Adam and Eve ate from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
By one man, Adam, sin entered the world.
By one man, Adam, sin entered the world.
We are sinners because we were born with sin through Adam.
We are sinners because we were born with sin through Adam.
We were already in sin when we were in our mother's womb, even though we had not committed any sin.
We were already in sin when we were in our mother's womb, even though we had not committed any sin.
We were already in sin when we were in our mother's womb, even though we had not committed any sin.
We were already in sin when we were in our mother's womb, even though we had not committed any sin.
Man originally was without sin, and he had one heart with God.
Man originally was without sin and had one heart with God.
God was on the throne of man's heart.
God was on the throne of man's heart.
Man and God had one heart and one will.
Man and God had one heart and one will.
Man lived through not his own thoughts, but through the thoughts of God.
Man lived through not his own thoughts, but through the thoughts of God.
After sinning and eating from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, man began to live by his own knowledge of what is good and what is evil, rather than wholly following God.
After sinning and eating from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, man began to live by his own knowledge of what is good and what is evil, rather than wholly following God.
Man thought, judged, and decided for himself, using his own knowledge and experience, rather than live through the heart of God.
Man thought, judged, and decided for himself, using his own knowledge and experience, rather than live through the heart of God.
By committing sin, the king has changed from God to yourself.
By committing sin, the king has changed from God to yourself.
Sin is more than simply breaking the law or doing bad things.
Sin is more than simply breaking the law or doing bad things.
The nature of sin is the true problem in the eyes of God.
The nature of sin is the true problem in the eyes of God.
Man disobeyed God through sinning.
Man disobeyed God through sinning.
Man had become separated from the heart of God.
Man had become separated from the heart of God.
By listening to the serpent, man obeyed Satan.
By listening to the serpent, man obeyed Satan.
The Lord in the heart of man changed from God to the devil. When Adam ate from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
The Lord in the heart of man changed from God to the devil. When Adam ate from the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil.
God destroys those who have a heart different from his.
God destroys those who have a heart different from his.
It seems that you are living according to your own thoughts. But you are actually following after the thoughts that proceed from the heart of sin.
It seems that you are living according to your own thoughts, but you are actually following after the thoughts that proceed from the heart of sin.
That is why God says that every imagination of the thoughts of our hearts are only evil continually.
That is why God says that every imagination of the thoughts of our hearts are only evil continually.
You may think that you have some good and some evil in you.
You may think that you have some good and some evil in you.
But the Bible says that you have nothing but sin.
But the Bible says that you have nothing but sin.
It is because you belong under sin. Regardless of how much good you do.
It is because you belong under sin. Regardless of how much good you do.
Because of that nature of sin, man naturally lies.
Because of that nature of sin, man naturally lies.
We are basically one big mass of sin.
We are basically one big mass of sin.
People only focus on what appears on the outside.
People only focus on what appears on the outside.
They judge others and themselves based upon their own thoughts.
They judge others and themselves based upon their own thoughts.
However, God sees not only every thought you have, but also the core of your heart.
However, God sees not only every thought you have, but also the core of your heart.
At the core, the Bible says that man has nothing but sin.
At the core, the Bible says that man has nothing but sin.
The heart is filthier and more deceitful than anything in the world.
The heart is filthier and more deceitful than anything in the world.
Trying to do well, not sin, and serve God well without having the sinful core of your heart changed only makes you appear as a hypocrite before God.
Trying to do well, not sin, and serve God well without having the sinful core of your heart changed only makes you appear as a hypocrite before God.
You cannot deceive God.
You cannot deceive God.
You cannot hide anything from God.
You cannot hide anything from God.
We mustn't just stop the amount of sinful acts we commit.
We mustn't just stop the amount of sinful acts we commit.
we who are sinners by nature must be destroyed and reborn through a new seed. That is why the Bible says that we must be born again.
We who are sinners by nature must be destroyed and reborn through a new seed. That is why the Bible says that we must be born again.
Sinners have nothing to do with God, no matter how much they went to church, how much good they have done, or how diligently they tried to serve God.
Sinners have nothing to do with God, no matter how much they went to church, how much good they have done, or how diligently they tried to serve God.
There seems to be good people and bad people.
There seems to be good people and bad people.
But in the eyes of God, all people are inside of sin and need to receive salvation.
But in the eyes of God, all people are inside of sin and need to receive salvation.
God does not hear sinners.
God does not hear sinners.
The wall of sin blocks the path between God and us.
The wall of sin blocks the path between God and us.
Sin is the first thing that must be resolved in the relationship between God and us.
Sin is the first thing that must be resolved in the relationship between God and us.